Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. And the Mishnah today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and by Henry Olinsky Lizech Nishmas, his father Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for their sponsorship of the shir. Henry's father's neshama should have an aliyah, and the learning should continue to be a gevaldika zechus for the Landerer family. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss the differences between Shivcha Charufa and other arayos, and it's also going to work on what the definition of Shivcha Charufa is. The Gemara is going to bring a source for the idea that the Shivcha Charufa gets Malkus, that she gets Malkus, but he does not. He is Chayiv Karban Asham, she is not. Then the Gemara is going to explain the different opinions about what a Shivcha Charufa is. We're going to have three or four different opinions about how to define Shivcha Charufa and what each opinion is based on. Then the Mishnah toward the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the Chiyuv of a man and how the Chiyuv of a man and a woman in Shivcha Charufa, even though they're different Chiyuvim, woman gets Malkus, man is Chayiv Nasham, but they are dependent on each other. That if the woman is not going to be a Bas Chiyuva, then the man is not going to be Chayiv either. That sugi is going to take us to the end of the parak, and then Bez Hashem, in the third parak, we're going to start defining, the Mishnah is going to define what is called Yediya as far as the Korban Chatos. Korban Chatos, in order to be Chayiv a Korban Chatos, person has to have a Yediya Sachet. So what does it mean that I know about the Chet? What if I don't think I did an Aver, but someone told me, yeah, the thing you just ate was Chaylev. I had no idea. So is that called the Yediya Sachet? What if one person tells me? What if two people tell me? What if I deny it? What if I don't deny it? I'm just so sick. So the Gemara is going to go through all the different permutations. Let's begin the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Ma bein Shivcha Charufa lebein kol arayos? What's the difference between Shivcha Charufa and all other arayos? So many differences. Shaloshavsalen lo ba'onesh v'lo b'karban. The Shivcha is different in onesh and in terms of karban. Shekol arayos, when it comes to all other arayos, if a person is bo, well, one of the arayos b'shogeg b'chatas, he's chayiv v'karban chatas v'shivcha b'asham. But a man is boel the shivcha charufa, he's chayiv v'karban asham. We're going to skip the parentheses. Kol arayos echad ish ve'echad isha. Both by all other arayos, both the boel and the nevelas shavin b'makos. They're both chayiv malkos. If they both did it b'mezid, they both get malkos. U'b'karban, and if they both did it b'shogeg, they both bring a karban chatas. U'b'shivcha lo ish for lo ish li isha b'makos, but by shivcha charufa, the man does not get malkus the way a woman would get malkus. V'lo ish vi isha li ish b'karban, and the woman does not bring a karban asham the way the man brings a karban asham. The woman is totally pata from a karban. Another difference. Kol arayos asa ben asama'ara kagomer. All other arayos, we view the beginning of bia like a gemar bia, and you have absolute chiyuv even for just ma'ara, even for just beginning of bia. Whereas shivcha charufa, you're only chayiv for gemar bia. That it has to be a bia ruya lazria, because the pasuk says vishki yishka v'sisha shichva zera. So it's only a gemar bia, which is ruya lahazra'a. V'chayiv al kol bia ubia. Another difference between them is that by all other arayos, however many times the aveira is repeated, that's how many malkus or chataos the person is going to be chayiv. Malkus for mezid, chatos for shogeg, obviously. Whereas by a shivcha charufa, it's one karban even for many bios. That's how Rashi explains it. That I'll call bio bia, even for many different times repeating the aveira, it's only going to be one karban. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos understands a little differently. He says b'kol arayos I'll call bio bia means all different types of bia. Bia kedarka, bia shalok kedarka. Whereas b'shivcha charufa, he's only going to be chayiv and bia kedarka, because the Torah only is mechayiv a bal shivcha charufa with a bia that's ro'ila hazria. So therefore it's not going to be al kol bia only in classical form of bia, but not bia shalok kedarka. The Aruch Liner works on why it is that if both of these interpretations are true, which they both are according to everybody, meaning the Rambam agrees that what Rashi says la halacha is true, that a shivcha charufa, no matter how many times he's boiled, he's only chayiv one carbon. And Rashi agrees that what the Rambam says is true, that even that only a bia kedarka he's going to be chayiv, not a bia shlo kedarka. Why it is that each one interprets the Mishnah differently than the other, because they both hold both of these halachas are true. Okay, that's something the Aruch Lenar works on. Zoch chomer hichmir b'shivcha. what the chumrah that the pasuk has by yishivcha more so than other arayos sha'asabas hamezid kishogeg, that whether it's violated b'mezid or whether it's violated b'shogeg, the man is going to be chayiv a karban asham, as opposed to by all other arayos you're only chayiv a karban if you do it b'shogeg, not if it's done b'mezid. Now the mishnah just turns to, okay, what is the definition of shivcha charufa? Ezo shivcha, what exactly is a shivcha charufa? Kol shechatz yishivcha v'chatz yabascharin. So she has to be someone who's half Shivcha, half Bascharin. She was owned by two different owners in partnership. One of them freed her, the other one did not. Shenamar, how do I know that it's half-half? Because the Pasuk says, Vavdei lo niftasa. So apparently she's Peduya, but she's also not Peduya. So Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Deshita, that's how I know that she's a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharin. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zohi Shivcha Vadois. No, Shivcha Charufa means a 100% Shivcha Kananis, an absolute Shivcha Kananis. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, that kol arayos mufarashos v'shiur ein lanu el chatz yishivcha v'chatz yabascharin. That by all other arayos in the Torah, we're always talking about b'nei chorin. We're talking about people who are not avadim bechlal. But Shivcha Charufa is the exception. Shivcha Charufa is not entirely a bascharin. She's half-half. Meaning, the Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is in agreement with the Tanakama. That he's explaining the Tanakama Shita, that a shivcha charufa is someone who's chati shivcha, chati bascharin. There is a big discussion in the Mefarshim on Chumash. What the word charufa? What's the etymology? Where does charufa come from? So Rashi on the pasuk in the Torah explains that it means miuedes, miuchedes, that she's designated specifically for a specific man. So she's meureses le'evid ivri, that it's a chati shivcha, chati bascharin, who happens to be designated to be with a particular evid ivri. The Ramban in his parish on Chumash understands Lashon Choref, and he quotes Psukim that Yimei Anu Urim are called Yimei Charfi, that a person wants to speak about their younger years, they refer to Yimei Charfi. So here also it means that she's youthful, she's young, that anyone who is Mishamesh, a particular man, is referred to as like the Na'ara of that man, even if she's not actually particularly young, but it's like a young person's kind of role that she's designated to take care of a particular man. The Chizkuni understands Nechrefes is Lashon of Mizumenes, that designated for a particular person. Or it's Lashon of Mufkeres, that she's like Hefker. So a lot of different interpretations. Panim Yafo suggests that it's from Lashon of Chuppa, that Chuppa is when you marry someone B'derech Kavod, but they corrupt the word Chuppa a little bit in order to show that it's not B'derech Kavod, that this is what's happening in the world of Shivcha. Okay, so something like that. Says the Gemara, Mina Lundi Hi Laki V'Hu Lo Laki. How do I know that only the woman gets Malkus and not the man? D'tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Bikoris Tiye, Melamichi loka, from the word bikoras tia, that tells us that she gets malchus. So yachl shnei and loka, and I may think they should both get malchus. Tamalomer tihia loshon akeva, that he loka vuhu ain't a loka. She gets malchus, not him. Uminayin da adain bikoras lishon to malchus. Where does the word bikoras ever mean malchus? Why do I think that the word bikoras automatically means malchus? Some Rabbi Yitzchak tehe bikrai. It means that we should be calling out what we do to this woman. Kidetanya, and the Braisa tells us when it comes to malchus, Gadol HaDayanim Makra, the greatest of the three Dayanim, where Mechayev Malkus reads out the Psukim of the Tochacha, that's a Gemara Mesachas Makos in Andaf Chavbez and Bez, at the end of Makos, that you read out the Psukim in Lotishmar Lasos, as called Divrei Atar Azos, Aksuvim B'Sefer Azel, Yeris Hashem, Anichbad V'Anor Azel, Hashem Elokecha, V'Hiflas Hashem Esmakos Echa, Esmakos Arecha, right? You read through all of the Psukim that describe that this is what happens if you don't listen and you don't do the Mitzvah Hashem and you violate the Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to get Malkus. So that's what the Gadol HaDayanim is reading out as they're doing the Malkus. Sheni Mona, the second among the Dayanim, is counting the Malkios. You have to make sure we give the exact right number. And Shlishi Omer Hakeu, and the third one is giving the instructions to hit further. So that's what it means. Bakra'i is Lashon of the Kriya that we do as we're doing the Malkus. And that's why we darshan Bikoras Tihya means Malkus. A second interpretation, Rav Ashi Omer, Babikur Tihya. Bikoras Tihya means you have to investigate, you have to see, you have to look. What does it mean? Kititran, the Mishnah says in Maseches Makos, if a person is Chayv Malkus and you get the feeling that he's not going to be able to handle all 39 lashes, so we have to make an assessment. And Ein Omdenosa Elamakos Ruin L'Shtalesh. We have to assess how much he could handle, but it's got to be a number that's divisible by three, because there are three spots on the person's back that we're going to whip, so we need to have an even number in each of those spots. It has to be Maksa Ru'iyos L'Shtalesh. So it could be that he gets 36 Malkos or 33 Malkos, but that's the assessment that has to be done. Good, so now we're going to discuss a braisa that elaborates on the dinim of Shivcha Charufa. Tan Rabbanan, Bizman Shi Isha Loka Ha'ish Mevi Karban, that when the situation is such that the woman is going to get Malkus, meaning she's an adult, she's a Bas Onshin, she's someone who can get Malkus, only in such a situation will the man be chayav a karban asham. But eina isha loka, but if the woman is not going to get malchus, she's a katana, Rashi says, so she's not going to get malchus, then eina ish may be karban, then the man will not be chayav a karban. The Rashash raises the question, wait a second, she's a katana, then how is she miyuedas l'ish, how does she have kiddushin to anybody if she's a katana? How does kiddushin katana work? Kiddushin katana can only work through the father. The father has the right to be mekabel kiddushin for his katana daughter. Over here, she's the shivcha rufa is a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin. She doesn't have a father who could be mekabel kiddushin for her. So the Rashash suggests that we must be talking about a katana daughter of a woman who's a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bascharin, meaning her mother is also a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bascharin, and that's what gives her the status of a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bascharin. And Mela, she has the same status of her mother, and her father is mekabel kiddushin for her because of the on the chatzi cherus shala. Another kasha that they deal with is that you're only chayiv for a shivcha charufa, we're going to see in the Gemara, in a bia haru'uya lahazriya, if it's able to impregnate her. But the Gemara assumes that a katana is unable to get pregnant. So what does it mean, a bia haru'uya lahazriya? How can we even have a discussion of a shivcha charufa on a katana? So Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, in a Gros Moshe, Ibn Ezra, Chelik Beis, Minir Aleph, says, no, it doesn't have to be that this bia can impregnate her. It means that the type of bia should be a bia that would normally be an impregnating type of bia, meaning there's got to be, can't just be ha'ara, it has to be a gemar bia, that it has to be a bia kedarka, that form of bia, but not that it has to be that this bia actually has the potential to impregnate. So that says gemar minalan. How do I know there's this dependence that the man is only going to be chayiv his karban if it's a kind of relationship where she would be chayiv the malchus? So amar rava d'chsev, because the pasuk says in the parsha of Shivcha Charufa, V'ish ki yishkav es isha shichva zera v'hi shivcha necharefes l'ish v'avtei lo niftasa o chuvsha lo nitanla. So michti ad hacha b'ish kamishtayikra. Up until that point, the pasuk has been talking about the man. So nichtov, let the pasuk say v'heviyas Hashem al Hashem. Then he brings his karban Hashem, because that's what happens to the man. Ula b'sof lichtov bikores tia. And then after that, switch to the woman and say bikores tia. I might kasev rachmana bereisha bikores tia. Ula b'sof kasev v'heviyas Hashem al Hashem. Why is it the pasuk talking about the man the whole time, and then bikores tia about the woman? And then it jumps back to the man that he's chayav a karban asham. So hachi kamar, that's what the pasuk is telling me by making the seder hapsukim in such a way that im bikoris tia hi vehevias hasham al hashem, that if she is bikoris tia, if she is going to be chayav malchus, then he's chayav a karban asham. V'im lo tia bikoris, and if she's not going to be chayav malchus, then lo yaviu as hashem, then he does not bring his karban asham. So I ask the gemara, ema hu miyate kra. Maybe the man, there's a miut in the pasuk to tell me that he doesn't get malchus because bikoras tihya is lashon nekevah, so the man doesn't get malchus. But maybe she gets malchus and is chayiv the karban asham. How do I know that the woman is not chayiv the karban asham? Vehevi as Hashem al Hashem k'siv, because the pasuk says vehevi as Hashem al Hashem. Vehevi is a lashon zachar. So just like tihya lashon nekevah tells me that only she gets malchus, vehevi lashon zachar tells me that only he is chayiv the carbon asham. This is part of the unique nature of the din of shivcha charufa. Amar Rav Yitzchak, v'yolamenu chayiv elal shivcha bu'ula bilvad. One is only chayiv for being with a shivcha charufa if she is a bu'ula, because she has to be nechrefes le'ish. Nechrefes, we assume, means that she's gone through some sort of physical change. She used to be besula, now she's a bu'ula. My mashmadai nechrefes lishon dishinu yehu. How do I know nechrefes is a lashon that means that something has changed? That wheat that is crushed is described as charifos. So we see that that means it's been through a physical change. V'ibayisema, or it could be from a different pasuk. Im tichdosh ha'evil b'machatish b'to charifos ba'eli. That's something that's beaten with a pestle that takes the shell off of the grain. That's also called the charifos. So you see that it's a lashon of a change in terms of grain. So mistama in terms of a person also, it means that there's been some sort of physical change. So the woman must be a bu'ula. So the pasuk, as far as shivcha charufa goes, tells us v'yitnu yadam lahotzi neshayim v'ashemim el tzon al ashmasam. Amar Rav Chista melamed shekulan shivchas charufas ba'alu. What's this talking about? So this is the pasuk after Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, partially came back after Galus Bavel for Bayis Sheni. Many people intermarried. They married Nashim Nachrios, and Ezra Sofer told them that they have to get rid of these wives. So the pasuk says that they should be motzi neshehem v'ashemim el tzon al hashmasim, and they have to bring a carbon. So why do they have to bring a carbon? What's the carbon hashem for? All of these women that they were with were shivcha charufa. That's the drasha the Gemara is making, that it's dafka to bring a carbon hashem because it was a shivcha charufa. Good. Ezui shivcha. Then the Mishnah went on to describe what is a shivcha charufa. How do we define shivcha charufa? So Rabbi Yehuda said it's chatzi shivcha, chatzi baskarin. Rabbi Shmuel said no, it's a shivcha vadayis. It's someone who's 100% shivcha. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says I agree with the Tanakhama that it's chatzi shivcha. So Brisa elaborates a little bit further. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows. V'havdei yachol kula. It says v'havdei, that makes it sound like she already had pidyon, which means she's a baschorin. So Tama Lomar lo niftasa. That's why the pasuk says, no, she did not yet have pidyon, she's still a shivcha. Okay, yachol lo niftasa. I might think, okay, so she is not nifta at all. Tama Lomar, v'havdei. That's why the pasuk says v'havdei. Haketzat, which is Peduya ve'ena Peduya. It's both. She's half redeemed, half not redeemed. That's why she's Chatzia Shivcha v'Chatzia Baskarin, and Uma Oresas Levet Ivri, and she has Kiddushin with an Evet Ivri, because an Evet Ivri is the only one that could be married to both a Shivcha and to a Bas Chorin. So he can marry each half of her split personality. So he could be Ma'ari, such an Isha. Divir Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shit. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'Shivcha Kananis HaKasim Medaber. No, we're talking about someone who's 100% Shivcha Kananis, Uma Oreses Levet Ivri, and she's also designated for an Evet Ivri, because the Shivcha Kananis is mutares to an Evet Ivri. Imke matam lomer vavtei lo niftasa. Aye, what do you do with the pasuk vavtei lo niftasa? Makes it sound like she has some sort of partial pidyon. Nah, dibur Torah kolashem bnei adam. That's just the Torah speaking in the manner that people speak, and people you would use such a terminology. So that's how the Torah uses a double expression. Rav Loz ben Azarya omer kol arayos mefaroshos lanu mishuyo lanu chetzi shiv chetzi baschorin moreses levet Ivri. All other arayos are all benos chorin. It's dafka by shivcha charufa, that's a chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin. And that meaning aligned with shitas Rabbi Akiva. But then we have a shita that we did not have in the Mishnah. Acherim omrim lo yumsu kilo chupasha b'shivcha kananis hakas medaber umureses le'evet kanani. We're talking about someone who's an absolute shivcha kananis, but she's designated not for an evet ivri. She has erusin with an evet kanani. So now the Gemara analyzes. Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks that we're talking about a shivcha kananis, I understand how he's going to reconcile the pasuk of Vavdei Lo Niftasa. He already explained that that's Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam, that it doesn't mean half-half. It means that she doesn't have any pidyon whatsoever. She's a Shivcha Kananis. Where does he get get the idea that she's designated specifically for an Eved Ivri? Tachsiv kilo chupasha, mechlal duhu chupash, because it says she is not freed, which makes it sound that he is chupash, that the ish that is boel her is yatzel chavshi, so he's not an Eved Kanani. I mean, he's someone who's going to one day be freed. An Eved Ivri has a time limit, he has a term limit. It's 6 years, unless you do something to make him stay longer. But an Eved Kanani is li'olam behem tavodu. So that's how we know that it's Dafka got to be talking about an Eved Ivri. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hainu Rabbi Akiva, asked the Gemara, isn't it repetitive? Rav Elazar ben Azariah is in total agreement with Rabbi Akiva that it's talking about a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschoren, so it's talking about Rabbi Shmuel ka'amar. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah was addressing Rabbi Yishmael's taina, and he says, Lididi, Baal Makavasech Sfir, Lididi, the Bredor Kalash Bnei Adam. He says, you know what, in general, I really do agree that the Torah speaks B'lashon Bnei Adam, and therefore normally I would be on your side over here. Normally I would say, oh, this must be Vavdei L'Nevdasa, means that there's no pidyon at all, that it's a Shivcha Kananis. But Vahacha Shaini, but over here it's different. It can't be a different Torah B'lashon Bnei Adam circumstance, because Michti, Ksiv Le'Kra, Kilo Chupasha. Pasuk already says Kilo Chupasha. Vavdei L'Nevdasa Lamali. So what's Vavdei L'Nevdasa adding if you already say Kilo Chupasha? Kilo Chupasha already tells me that it's a Shivcha Kananis. So Shvamina Lahach Yasa, Chatzi Shivcha V'Chatzi Vascharin. So it must be that Vavdei L'Nevdasa is adding that it's not, she's not totally Lo Chupasha. She's a Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Vascharin. La'achirim, the last Shita that we quoted, Bishlam Vavdei L'Nevdasa Ksav Dibbutar Kalashim Adam. I understand you want to say it's an absolute Shivcha Kananis, because and you can take the phrase Vavdei L'Nevdasa and say that we're talking about we're just speaking B'lashon B'nei Adam that she's not redeemed at all. The Eved Kanani Minalan. How do I know that she's specifically miyuchad for an Eved Kanani, that she's designated for an Eved Kanani? So Amakra Kilo Chupasha Imeinu Inilidida Tenei Inilididei, because the pasuk says Kilo Chupasha, but I don't need the pasuk to tell me Kilo Chupasha because it already says Vavdei L'Nevdasa. So I already know we're talking about a Shivcha Kananis from Vavdei L'Nevdasa, Dibra Tar Kalash Adam. We're talking about someone who didn't have any redemption. Why is Vavdei Kilo Chupasha? Ah, must be that it's not talking about her, even though it's Pelashon Keva, but that's the style of Limud of a Me'eno Inyan. It must be telling me something about him, that he is someone who is not free and nor will ever be free, specifically an Eved Kanani. So that's how Acherim get their Shita, that it's a Shivcha Kananis that's designated for an Eved Kanani. Next, Mishnah continues the discussion of Shivcha Charufa. Kol arayos echad gadol ve'echad katan, katan pater. All other arayos, if one of them was a gadol, one of them was a katan, the gadol is chayiv for the onesh that it says in the Torah, and the katan is going to be pater. Echad er ve'echad yashan, if one of them was awake and the other one was sleeping, so yashin pater, the sleeping one is going to be pater. Echad shogeg ve'echad mezid, shogeg bechatas u'mezid, bikares, the one who did it b'shogeg is going to be chayiv v'karbon chatas, and the one who did it b'mezid is going to be chayiv kares v'hacha. So says the Mishnah. You know, we say by all other arayos echad gadol v'echad katan, the katan is going to be pater. And over here by shivcha charufa, what's the din? Chayiv katan. You want to tell me that in the case of shivcha charufa, that the party that's a katan is going to be chayiv? That can't be. A katan is not a baron shim. There's no punishing a katan. Some Rav Yehuda hachi katani. Kol arayos echad gadol v'echad katan, katan pater v'gadol chayiv. By all other arayos, if one party was a katan and the other one is a gadol, the gadol is still going to be chayiv. V'hacha gadol nami pater. But over here, the gadol is going to be pater because the katan is pater. My taima tamekash na adadi, because makshiyah na adadi. We make this hekesh between the ish and the isha, just like we said before, that the man is only going to be chayiv his karban asham when she is chayiv malchus. So only when she's a bas chiyuva will he be chayiv in his for his role in all of this. Kol arayos echad er v'echad yashen, yashen pater. By all other arayos, if one of them is awake and the other one is asleep, the one that's asleep is pater. V'kan yashen nami chayiv? Wait, so over here, a sleeping person is going to be chayiv? Where do we ever find a sleeping person is going to be chayiv for anything that they do? There's a discussion. What about as far as mitzvahs are concerned? Rabbi Yaakov Ebden has such a tshuva. If a man impregnates a woman while he's sleeping, whether he's mekayim pruruvu, when the baby is born. So Pashto says yes, meaning it's a a big chiddush to say no, just because the Maisa mitzvah was done in a state of a lack of consciousness, right? The Mincha Sfinach writes in Mitzvah Aleph that the mitzvah for Revu is having children that are in this world. That's why even the Gemara discusses, even if the parents are Megayer and the children is Megayer, it could be that that he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Revu. But anyway, when it comes to Chiyuvim of a sleeping person, so there's a discussion about Chiyuvei Hezek, if a person, while he's asleep, he damages. So there's a Tosos in Baba Kama discussed based on Yerushalmi that it really depends. If a person went to sleep and he was negligent, he went to sleep right next to, he knows that he's a wild sleeper, he's always turning over, and he went to sleep right next to something very fragile, so then he's going to be chayev. What did he do that for? But if a person goes to sleep and then someone brings something as he's sleeping, someone brings something very fragile and puts it right next to him, so then he's going to be potter, because he's not chayev for what you did when you're asleep. You know, so a person is Rav Shlomo Zalman has such a, in the back of Halicha Shlomo and Tefillah, Rav Shlomo Zalman says a sleeping person is potter from everything. And therefore, it would turn out that if a person is sleeping, he's patur from all mitzvahs. So if a guy, so what's the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah then? The mitzvah is to go to sleep in the sukkah. So let's say there's only room for one person to sleep in the sukkah. So here's what you do. You tell your friend, I'm a vater. It's okay, you could sleep in the sukkah. Wait till he falls asleep, and then pull his bed out. He's no longer chayiv, so he doesn't need to be in the sukkah. And then you can go sleep in the sukkah, because there's no mitzvah whatsoever when a person is sleeping. Like, it's not shaykh that you can have a person who's chayiv in mitzvahs when they're sleeping, and the chayiv for what he does in averos for when he's sleeping. So anyway, so the Gemara says, are we really suggesting that by yeshiv kharufa a sleeping person is going to be chayiv? Some Rabbi Dom Rav Hachik Tani Kala Raya Sech Neir Vechad Yashin Hashin Pater V'Neir Chayiv V'Kan Afilu Neir Pater. Even though the person who's awake is Pater over here, my time at the Mekashin Adadi, because again we make this heckish between the two of them, and if the sleeping one is going to be Pater, Memela the person that's awake is going to be Pater. Tani Tani Kamed Rav Shesh Asu gomer kema'ara. So we said that we treat a gemar bia like a tchilas bia, miskavin kshein miskavin, and we treat bia bekavana like it was done below kavana, and kedarka kishalo kedarka, bia kedarka like shalo kedarka, and neyor kiyoshin, and being awake like being asleep. But we're not. The Brisa doesn't say what case we're talking about. What relationship is this that we're saying that we make all these equations? Samalei, my comment. What do you mean by that? Harufa katani. Are you talking about shivcha harufa? Well, then am I also gomer kama'ara? Gomer b'shivcha harufa michayev, ma'ara lo michayev. Then it's not accurate. A gemar bia is not the same as ma'ara, it's not the same as tchilas bia b'shivcha harufa. Oh, you're only chayev for a gemar bia. Visu, miskavin kshena miskavin, I mechavna michayva. No, only if they have a kavana for bia is to the chayev, the malchus and the karban. I lo michayva. If they don't have a kavana, they're not chayev. And kedarka, kishalo kedarka. Bia kedarka and bia shalo kedarka. The same nami kedarka b'shiv charufa mechayev v'shalo kedarka lo mechayev. That's also not accurate about a shiv charufa. My time, why is there no chiyuv on bia shalo kedarka? Shichva zereksiv. It says shichva zere, so it has to be ru'il azria. Umay. So what does the Brisa mean to say that neir umay neir kiyashin, that a awake person is like sleeping? What does that mean? Yashin is not chayev in onshim. Why would you pater the person that's awake as well? So Rav Shesha says v'i b'shara rayos. So that's all. If you're talking about shiv charufa, nothing you said in the whole brisa makes sense. V'i b'shara rayos. And if you're talking about other rayos, katani asu gomer kama'ara, it says in the brisa that we treat a gemar bia like a tchilas bia. Now ibchay by lel misni, it should have said that we treat a tchilas bia like a gemar bia, meaning gemar bia is pashut that you're going to be chayiv. A chiddush that even a tchilas bia you're going to be chayiv. So that's the way it should have said it. So he said, well, should I just erase this price up? You know, chalk this one up to a mistake and say we put this on the we get rid of this price up. Samalei lo hachi katani. No, you don't have to get rid of the price. Here's the way to understand the price. Asu gomer shalo kedarka b'shivcha charufa delom chayvi kima'ara kedarka, that you treat a gemar bia shalo kedarka by a shivcha charufa, which you're potter from because it's shalo kedarka, like a tchilas bia kedarka by a shivcha charufa, where you're also going to be potter because it was only a tchilas bia. How do I know tchilas bia you're potter? The shichva zera, because it says shichva zera and ma'ara kedarka or gomer shalo kedarka, either type of bia is not ra'i la'azriya. So that's not the type of bia that you can be chayiv for a shivcha charufa. and miskavin shelo kedarka b'shivcha de peturin ke'enu miskavin, and you treat a bia b'kavana, but shelo kedarka with a shivcha charufa, which you're parted from because shelo kedarka, like bia shelo b'kavana, even if it's kedarka by a shivcha charufa. The shivcha zerik sivan bia shelo kedarka or bia kedarka without kavana is not ru'uya la'azriya. And neir shelo kedarka b'shivcha de peturin kiyashen, and being awake in a bia shelo kedarka with a shivcha charufa, where your pater is like sleeping, is kiyashen. My time at the shivcha zera ksiv, because the pasuk says shivcha zera. So nimtza miskavin v'ma'ara b'shivcha kishen miskavin b'kol arayos. So it turns out that if you're having kavana, but only a tchilas bia by a shivcha charufa without a gemar bia, that's like not having kavana by other arayos where you're pater, because ha'ara of a shivcha charufa is not mechayiv because it's not a bia ru'il azriya. And so too by all other arayos, if you don't have kavana, you're not going to be chayiv in a case where it's total onus. Yashin kedarka ki yashin darayos. The din of a sleeping person whose ba'ol a shivcha charufa kedarka is the same as a sleeping person by other arayos that are potter. Nimtza neir shelo kedarka b'shivcha ki yashin tekal arayos. It turns out that being awake but having a bia shelo kedarka with a shivcha charufa is like being asleep with all other arayos where you're potter. And if a person is awake and it's shelo kedarka by a shivcha charufa, the reason he's potter is because we assume that it's a bia she'ena ru'ya lazria, because it's a bia shelo kedarka, and a sleeping person by other arayos is pater because they're not a bardas, they're a sleeping person, and therefore they're totally pater. Hadron lacharba mukhusha kapara. So now we begin the third parak of Maseches Krisos. So again, the halacha is that if a person is going to be chayv korban chatos, Torah says, O hoda elav chatoso asher chata, that a person has to have recognition of the fact that they know for sure they did an avera. If they don't know for sure that they did an avera, they ate something and they're not sure, was it chela, was it shuman, was it kosher, was it not, so then they bring an ashem tali. But if you know for sure that you did an avera, then you're chayv achatas. The question that our Mishnah deals with is, what does it mean, know for sure? What does it mean that you know? What exactly do you know? So Amr Lov, let's say people tell a guy, achalta chelev, ooh, that snack that you just ate, that's pure chelev. So maybe chatas. He brings a korban chatas. He's got to take them at their word that they know what they're talking about, and therefore he's chayav a korban chatas. The Mishnah leaves out some details over here. What does he think? Does he think that they're to be trusted? Does he deny it? Right? And who's the Amru Lo? Amru, two people? Is it really Amar Lo? It's really one person? So the Gemara is going to deal with all of that. Eid Omer Achal, if one Eid says, oh, you ate chelev, right, and Yechayev Echatos. Ve'eid Omer Lo Achal. But another Eid says, no, he didn't. I saw what he ate, and that's not chelev. It was perfectly kosher. Isha Omeres Achal, even if it's not a kosher Eid, a woman says to a person, you ate chelev. Ve'isha Omeres Lo Achal. And another one says, that another woman says he did not eat. Maybe Hashem Tali. Then that's an Hashem Tali, because he has no idea whether or not he actually ate chelev. Tosfos writes that we're talking about that they both come to be made together. The one that says he ate chelev and the one that says that he didn't eat. But if one of them was made first, so kamakum shemin torei erechad hareu kishnayim. Whenever there's an amanus of an erechad, we treat it like two edim. So once the first one was made, the edus was niskabel like the edus of shnei edim, and the second aid is not able to be mevatel as devarav, because now you have an erechad going against what was the equivalent of shnei edim. So whoever would come first would be believed. But if they come bebas achas, that's the case that our Mishnah is talking about. Tosfos further writes that we're talking about that the aid that said that he was achal when the aid said that he ate, the guy was quiet and didn't deny it, and we view it as like a shtika kahoda'a. But okay, so it says the Mishnah further now, aid omer achal buhu omer lo achalti. What if the aid says you did eat chaylev and he says no I didn't, he denies it, he says lo achalti, so pater, because neid achal is not neman to be mechayev him a korban when he knows better. Shnayim achal v'hu omer lo achalti. If two edim say you ate chelev and he says no I didn't, Rameir mechayev. Rameir says he's chayev achatis because the two edim are believed against the one guy, but against the fellow himself. So Amar Rav Meir, in review, Shnayim of the Misa Chamura, Lo Yivilu De Karban Hakal, because after all, says Rav Meir, if two people were to be made that he did something that he's Chayiv Misa for, he'd be Chayiv Misa, so you don't think two Edim is enough to be Mechayiv, even though he denies it, even though he says no, the whole story is not true, so he'd still be Chayiv Misa. So if two people say he's Chayiv a Karban, he's Chayiv a Karban, even though he denies it. So Amar Rav Meir said back to him, it's not necessarily a good Raya. Mayim Yisalom Ar Mezid Yisi Pater. He has an easy way to get out of Chayiv Karban, meaning if he says, you're right, I did it on purpose, so then he wouldn't have to bring a carbon, because a mezid doesn't bring a carbon. That's very different than Misa. He has no out from the Misa. If two people say he's Chayiv Misa, that's it. He's going to be Chayiv Misa. Achal chelev chelev. If a person eats chelev twice, two kizesim of chelev behel mechad, and one time that he forgot, he just eats a whole meal of chelev. Einu chayv ala achas. He's only chayv one carbon. But achal chelev dam pigul venosar. He has a whole smorgasbord of food. He has he's got chelev, he's got dam, he's got pigul, he's got nosar, and he doesn't realize. He thought that there was a big OU on the front of the catering facility. You know, sometimes you go to a wedding and there are multiple parties going on. There's one particular popular wedding place out in Long Island where there are multiple weddings going on. There are non-kosher weddings, kosher weddings going on in the same hall at the same time. So the guy walks right into the non-kosher wedding and, oh wow, I've never seen food like this, and he eats the whole thing. So he eats pigul and nosar. I mean, it's unlikely that he's going to find pigul and nosar, but he eats a pigul and nosar and chelev and dam and everything else, the helim echad, all in one helim, until someone says to him, don't you realize you're the only one here with a yarmulke? Like, you know, that everyone else is okay. So chayv al kalachas vachas, and he's chayv al kalachas vachas. Zech homer b'minin harbe min echad, and that's the chumra that you have with minim harbe that you don't have with min echad of isur, because with minim harbe you can be chayv separately, with min echad you're not going to be chayv separately. V'chomer b'min echad miminim harbe shem achal kechatzi zayis v'chazav achal kechatzi zayis acher behalim echad miminim echad chayv mishnei minim pater. But if you eat a chatzi zayis of chelev and a chatzi zayis of nosar, you're not going to be chayv. But a chatzi zayis of chelev and then another chatzi zayis of chelev, you are going to be chayv. So Katani, the Mishnah said, omru lo achalta chelev mevi chatzis. That if they tell him you ate chelev, he has to bring carbon chatos. Omru kama havyan. Train. When it says omru, that's plural, it must be that there were two people that told that to him. Vuhuma omr lohon. What did he respond to them? Meaning, well, that detail is left out of the Mishnah. Ilei medeshasik v'lokamachshlu. If he was just quiet and he didn't deny it, elashtika to train. Who the maybe chatos? It's only when two people said something to you and then you're quiet, that's when you bring a chatos. But elashtika the chad lo. If one person says you ate chelev and you don't say anything back, you wouldn't be chayev a chatos. But em tziasa, you go weiter in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, one eight says you ate chalev, and he says, no, I didn't. So then he's going to be potter. But only because he said, no, I didn't. Time of the machishlei. Avul shasik, if you just would have sat there quietly listening, then mechayev, he'd be chayev, even though it's only one person that told him. The kolshkein trace, so certainly if two people told him, that, and he's so sick, he's going to be chayev a carbon. So why would the Mishnah have to tell me in the Reisha that if two people say it, and then he's quiet, he's chayev a carbon? It's obvious that that's the case. Ela dikhu machishlehu. It must be that the Edim themselves are machish, that the guy himself is machish the Shnei Edim. So money, Rameiri, damra chashid veitre, lav hachashihi. It must be something like Rameir, that when two people say you're chayiv, no matter what you say, you're going to be chayiv. Av the Rabbanon pater, but the Rabbanon would say he's pater. So my kamash, let me say for shamina. But that's exactly what we had in the Seifa. Why do we have to repeat what it says in the Seifa? So ha kamash, man, davar zeh machloks, Rameir Rabbanon, vude kamachish lu. No, we're setting up the Seifa. We're saying that this matter that we're discussing in the Reisha is in fact the machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanon, and so about a case where he's machish the Reidus, but if he's shosek, everyone would say that he's chayiv a carbon, and the Seifa is mefarish the Reish of the Mishnah. Ikeda Amri, omru lo na michad karile, that we say omru lo, even though it's only one person telling him that he ate chaylev. Ditnan, where do we find such a thing? A Mishnah in Yevamos, he shalach bayil the Medina Siyam, a woman's husband went away, ubova omru lo meis balech, and they told her husband died, v'nisa she gets remarried, v'achar kach ba bayla. Then her husband shows up, teitzi mizeh mizeh, she has to divorce her new husband, her old husband. It's a disaster. The kaimelan da afilu bechad, and we say that that's talking about even if one person told her that her husband is dead. Mimai, how do I know that it's talking about one person told her husband is dead? Mitzvani seifa, the seifa the Mishnah goes on to say nisei shelo bereshus mutar zlaxelo. That if she got married shelo bereshus, she can go back to her husband. Mai shelo bereshus, what does it mean she got married shelo bereshus? Shelo bereshus beis din va'al pi edim. but it was without Rishus Beis Din because you didn't need Rishus Beis Din. There were Edim, so you don't need Rishus Beis Din. You have the best sort of Raya you have. Mechal Dereisha Rishus Beis Din makes it sound like up until that point, it was only because Beis Din had some sort of special heter for her. Why does she need a special heter? Because Ube Eid Echad. There was only one aid saying that her husband had died. Ooh, Alma Gabe Eid Echad Katani Omru Vachanami to Katani Omru Lo Mashma Filu Eid Echad. So that's a Raya that the first line in our mission where it says Omru Lo Achalta Chalev, it means an Eid Echad told him that he was Achalta Chalev. Okay, we're going to have to stop there, but Shem will pick up from there tomorrow.